It's fair to say that the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce conference room went bananas yesterday. Here's Governor Bev Perdue's announcement.
We are delighted, honored, privileged, all those words, to announce this very minute that Chiquita is moving its corporate headquarters to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Chiquita CEO Fernando Aguirre said that the Charlotte Douglas International Airport, with its direct flights to Europe and South America, played a huge role in the decision. So did several million dollars. There was a disparity between the incentives packages offered by North Carolina and those by its current headquarters state of Ohio.
Roughly the incentives here are $24 million plus about $4 million of savings a year. In Cincinnati, we would have gotten maybe $6.5 million of incentives and essentially no savings. So it's big. It's a huge number.
North Carolina also outbid Louisiana and Florida. Aguirre estimates about 200 employees will relocate from Cincinnati and that the company will have to fill the other 200 jobs. Cincinnati Councilman Cecil Thomas says it's a big loss for his city.
It's disappointing to lose not only the number of jobs that we will be losing, but just the status of having a corporation such as Chiquita here in our locality. That's unfortunate that we lose that.
This wasn't the first time Chiquita entertained leaving Cincinnati. In 2005, the company came close to moving to Atlanta. Since then, the company has gotten into trouble with the federal government. In 2007, Chiquita agreed to pay a $25 million federal fine. That was for a series of payments it made over a seven-year period to a South American paramilitary group called the United Defense Forces of Colombia. The U.S. government classified the group as a terrorist organization. Chiquita has said that they were extortion payments to protect its employees in Colombia. Those payments continued to dog the company. In June, a federal judge refused to dismiss lawsuits filed by several thousand Colombians who say Chiquita's payments helped the terrorist group fund its torturous acts in the region. But none of that was discussed at Tuesday's ceremony. Governor Perdue said she made it a personal mission to get Chiquita to Charlotte. She said she was persistent with her calls to CEO Aguirre.
I talked to him about 4 weeks ago when he was in the short rows. I've tracked him down several times since we've met, and just let him know that we were quite serious.
Chiquita will set up shop in the NASCAR Plaza. It pledges to invest about $14 million over the next 5 years. The public officials at Tuesday's press conference each celebrated with a personal flair. Each cracked a banana joke and all sported cute yellow bow ties. For WFAE News, I'm Tanner Latham in Charlotte.